time now for this week's Anderson Healy Show, powered by Elevation, the Sun Devil's preferred home energy technology company.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our final installment of the Anderson Healy Show for the 2022-2023 academic year at Arizona State University. This is the Sun Devil Radio Network's weekly broadcast that brings you up to speed on all the latest news in Sun Devil athletics. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of ASU football, men's basketball, and baseball, and delighted to be your host each and every week of the school year on these weekly updates, and equally delighted to work alongside of my weekly co-host, ASU Vice President for University Athletics, Ray Anderson. Hard to believe this is our final show of the year, isn't it, Ray? It just seemed like the school year just kind of zips on by, doesn't it?
Man, it sure does, Tim, and it's always a pleasure working with you, and so we'll try not to get overly emotional, knowing this is our last show of the year.
Well, I've got some Kleenex here standing by just in case, but we'll power through, won't we? But okay. This being our final show of the year, we had to go out and book the biggest name we could find to be our guest on this final show, and boy, did we strike maroon and gold with our guest on this week's finale, as first-year Sun Devil head coach, head football coach Kenny Dillingham will make his Anderson Healy Show debut and visit with us a little bit later on. Not too shabby of a guest, huh, Ray?
No, it's great, and the timing is good as we get toward summer and summer workouts and the anticipation for coming to training camp and getting ready for the 2023 season under Kenny's leadership. It's a great finale, and I'm glad to have him on. He's activated the Valley. People are excited. And to hear him as we get into the summer, I think, is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. So we thank him, and we thank you and Sean and Kim Nelson for putting it all together.
Yes, indeed. And we'll visit with Kenny a little bit later on in the show. But we begin this week's final show of the year with some football news. Great news. Three former Sun Devil football greats, two players, and one former head coach who will have their names on the 2024 ballot for induction, potential induction, into the College Football Hall of Fame. Sun Devil pass rushing great Terrell Suggs, place-kicking star Luis Zendejas, and former Arizona State head coach, the late Daryl Rogers, are among the 78 former players and 9 former coaches from the Football Bowl subdivision whose names will be on the Hall of Fame's 2024 ballot. If any or all of those three do end up being inducted into the Hall, they will join the 9 former ASU football players and 4 former Sun Devil head coaches currently enshrined in the College Football Hall of Fame. Exciting football news to begin the summer, isn't it, Ray?
It sure is. Suggs and Dejas and Daryl Rogers, those are three great Sun Devil names of great reputation. So we have our fingers crossed that they will, in fact, get in and give us an opportunity to go see them inducted at the ceremonies in Las Vegas this December. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Indeed, it would. Terrell Suggs, of course, played at ASU from 2000 to 2002. He is the school's all-time leading career pass quarterback sacker with 44 career sacks, including a then NCAA single season record, 24 sacks in 2002, a season in which Terrell won both the Lombardi Trophy and the Nagurski Award as pretty much the top defensive player in college football. Luis Zendejas was a consensus first-team All-American in 1983, and from 1981 to 84, he established himself at the end of his career as the NCAA's all-time scoring leader with 380 career points, while Daryl Rogers was the head football coach at Arizona State from 1980 to 84. He had a record of 37-18-1, led the Sun Devils to winning records in 4 of his 5 seasons, including a 1983 Fiesta Bowl championship win over Oklahoma. The College Football Hall of Fame class will be announced in early 2024, and as Ray indicated, the induction ceremonies will take place at the National Football Foundation Awards Dinner in Las Vegas in December of 2024. Let's talk some golf real quickly. A nice postseason honor for one of Coach Matt Thurman's Sun Devil men's golfers, as freshman Michael Miaseth was named to the All-Freshman National Team by the Golf Coaches Association of America. Michael, the fifth ranked freshman in the nation in 2023, and is the fourth Sun Devil to make the national all-freshman team since its inception. The other three, two of them, are Michael's current teammates, Preston Summerhays and Jose Le Ballester, who both received the honor last year, and a guy by the name of John Rahm, the current Masters champion, who made that team in 2013. That's pretty esteemed company, isn't it, Ray, for Michael Miostat?
It sure is, and to join Preston and John Rahm and others is quite a tribute, but it's also a reflection of the great job and the great recruiting and developing that Matt Thurman, our head coach, is doing year in and year out with this program. So very proud of Michael. A well-deserved honor, Tim.
Michael Miostat, a freshman All-American. Now, two Sun Devil women's golfers had honors come their way in the past week. First team All-Pac-12 sophomore Grace Summerhays qualified to play in next month's U.S. Women's Open, which will be contested July 6th through 9th on the world-famous links of Pebble Beach Golf Club in Northern California. Meanwhile, Grace's teammate, junior Ashley Menne, was named a second-team All-American by the Women's Golf Coaches Association. Interestingly, Ray, a couple of weeks ago when Grace Summerhays played her qualifying rounds at Gainey Ranch in Scottsdale, Ashley Menne served as her caddy for her round, and now they both have great honors coming their way in the early part of June.
Yes, how about that for real good teammates and very good friends for Grace to have Ashley as her caddy. And now, of course, Grace gets to play in the U.S. Open, and then Ashley is just going to do great things wherever she ends up, that's for sure. But two great teammates and obviously great friends. Really good story, Tim.
Also in the news this week in Sun Devil Athletics, a couple of new additions to the Sun Devil coaching family. After 8 years in charge of the beach volleyball program at nearby Grand Canyon University, Kristen Rohr has been hired to become the new beach volleyball coach at Arizona State, the third coach in the program's brief history in ASU athletics. Coach Rohr won 68% of her matches during her 8 years at GCU and led the Antelopes to back-to-back NCAA tournament berths in 2022 and 23. She was named the 2022 Collegiate Beach Coach of the Year by the American Volleyball Coaches Association. Ray, what qualities does Kristen Rohr present that attracted you to hire her as your new coach?
Well, certainly her success at Grand Canyon. She started the program 8 years ago and really has brought that program along very nicely, including going to the postseason in 22-23 in a very tough beach volleyball environment. And then, you know, she was Coach of the Year, which certainly tells you how she's stacks up against her peers. From here, been in the valley at Grand Canyon, so no need to convince her what a great, wonderful place this is. She played 12 years professionally, played as an All-American at Kentucky, just really known as a great teacher and developer of talent, works with some of our U.S. Teams as well. So she had all the things you want in a head coach. And so to have Kristen come and lead our beach volleyball program as we continue to try to get better and better was just a really ideal fit. And she's just a really dynamic young lady.
Kristen Rohr, the new coach of the Sand Devils at Arizona State. At ASU, Kristen will replace Brad Keenan, who left after 7 years to pursue opportunities outside of collegiate coaching. Meanwhile, as 11 of its athletes and events are set to compete this weekend at the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships in Austin, Texas, Sun Devil Track and Field has hired former Olympic gold medalist Armin Gino Hall as the program's new sprints coach. He will work alongside of Shannon Hatchett in coaching the ASU sprinters. Armin Hall was a three-time NCAA champion and a 17-time All-American at the University of Florida and was part of the U.S. gold medal-winning 4x400 relay team at the 2016 Rio Olympics. A great addition, Ray, to Dion Miller's Sun Devil Track and Field program.
It sure is. And Dion's been doing a good job, a great job, really, with this program. And 11 of our student athletes going to the NCAA finals in Austin. But then being able to attract Armand here to really beef up our sprinters even more so is quite exciting for the program. So good job by Coach Miller. And we welcome Coach Hall with open arms, to be sure, Tim.
Coming up, a conversation with newly hired first-year Sun Devil head football coach Kenny Dillingham. This is the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network. Now, this timeout.
Hey, it's Paul Calvisi. If there's one thing all top teams have in common, it's consistent performance. And that's what you're going to find up and down the full lineup of Ford trucks and SUVs. From tailgating to towing, on the job or on vacation, Ford has the right vehicle for you with performance that never quits. See that full Ford lineup today. Just stop by your Arizona Ford dealers or visit buyfordnow.com. Proud partner of the ASU Sun Devils. Go Devils.
75% of the electricity you're using is on products that are turned off, and your ceiling fan can cost you up to $5,000 over its lifetime. Sun Devils fans, you know your sports stats. At Elevation, we know the stats that can help save your wallet and the world. Visit poweredbyelevation.com and learn how our full suite of smart solar solutions can make a powerful difference today. Elevation is a proud partner of Sun Devil Athletics. Forks up, bills down.
Get your forks up, Sun Devil fans, because Bar S, the number one selling hot dog brand in America, is now a proud partner of Sun Devil Athletics. From hot dogs and sausages to bacon, ham, turkey, corn dogs, and more, Bar S offers an all-star lineup of delicious mealtime and game time meat. Grab one of the new Bar S Sun Devil sausages next time you're at the stadium and head to your nearest grocery store to score some Bar S today. Bar S, a proud partner of Sun Devil Athletics.
We continue now with the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network. This is our weekly program that brings you all the latest news in Arizona State University Sun Devil Athletics. Along with ASU Athletic Director Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of the Sun Devils, and Ray and I are delighted you joined us this week. For our final show of the school year, we are thrilled to have a special guest join us this week, a gentleman whose hiring as Sun Devil head football coach back on November 27th has energized the ASU football program and Sun Devil Nation in general. He is an Arizona State alum, a former member of the Sun Devil football staff led by then head coach Todd Graham, and he will lead his alma mater into a new era of Sun Devil football starting this fall. We are delighted to have ASU head coach Kenny Dillingham join us here on the show. Good to see you, Kenny. How have you been?
I've been good. Just on the road, some of these camps and holding camps here. So we had over 700 kids here the other day for, or 600 kids over here the other day this last Saturday for camp. So things are going well.
How would you summarize what these past six plus months have been like for you as you get your ASU football program up and running?
I mean, exciting, busy. It's what you expect. I mean, that's the interesting thing is, you know, 9 out of 10 things that are the same. You know, it's still football. It's still building relationships with people. It's still organization. It's just you're organizing 110 kids instead of the 55 kids you do as a coordinator. You just have to make a few more schedules. And then you got to do some things across to the other side of campus and do a few more political things. Other than that, it's still ball.
And you're doing it in your hometown at your alma mater. Kenny Dillingham actually happens to be one of 8 Arizona State athletics head coaches who received degrees from Arizona State University. How meaningful is that for you, Kenny, to have this job in this moment, not only at your alma mater, but in your hometown, having grown up in Scottsdale?
Yeah, it's awesome to come back home and get to, you know, get my first head coaching job here back in my alma mater is a pretty cool thing to experience. And obviously driving into work and, you know, driving past places I used to work and parks I used to work at and school, high schools I used to work at. And, you know, just every day you drive in, you kind of drive through memory lane of what it took to get here. And it's pretty cool.
I imagine it is. What have been the biggest challenges you've faced in these first 6 months?
Yeah, I think the greatest challenges is, you know, we had to fill a roster. You know, we only had 50-something scholarship kids. when we took over the program. And, you know, that's about 60% of what your roster should be. But, you know, we had some rules that were in place due to COVID that allowed us to sign more kids than you normally would. So we kind of got lucky there, to be honest, as a staff. That was a challenge. And then the challenge of getting all of these kids together and to believe with one another is a challenge. But for me, the football part's easy. It's doing all the other stuff, doing all the stuff with campus and doing three different POs in order to buy a water bottle. That's the stuff that's been hard for me. Just because that's, I'm a guy who I get things done. Somebody gives me a task and it's done. I don't wait till tomorrow. I don't go home and do it in the morning. Like, I do it. And I think that's my biggest challenge right now is just how the world doesn't all operate at the speed of the football world. And this is the first time, you know, that I've felt that. Other than that, everything's been great.
Now, you had a couple of months into your tenure, you were able to get your team out on the field in 15 spring practices in March and April. Can you share with us what were some of your main takeaways from those 15 practices, and what were some of the things that stood out to you this spring about your football team?
Yeah, I think one is the eagerness to learn. I know that's kind of a weird answer, but our guys are very eager to the process that it takes to be successful. Like, they're very interested with, whoa, like, this is so much different than what they've done, even at other institutions, that it's they're interested in the why this is what it takes. Why does this amount of effort it take to win? So I think they're learning that, and that's something I'm impressed with. And the other thing is just the care factor with these guys. I mean, these guys care. Like, these guys have a chip on their shoulder. And it's not just the same chip. Everybody's got a different chip. Some people have a chip on their shoulder because they didn't play at their last school, right? And they thought they should have. Some people have a chip on their shoulder because they didn't get recruited out of high school, so they went D1AA. And then they balled out and wound up here. They still have that chip. And some people have that chip because they were part of the worst team in arguably Sun Devil football history last year. Like, that's just the spade of spade. And they have that chip that's not me. So we have all these guys here that come together to create this bond and this family that all have a different chip on their shoulder, that are all eager to learn. And that's what's really excited me the most.
And bringing in so many players in the transfer portal, you and your staff took a really deep dive into the transfer portal, brought a lot of talent in. And it seemed in spring ball is that that talent and the players came together pretty quickly. Was that your assessment as well?
Yeah, I think the most important thing to me was we would leave practice. We would have a super hard practice out in the field. Guys' GPS numbers that we monitor with something they wear on their chest were out the roof. And then an hour after practice, they were in the locker room still hanging out with each other. That's the culture piece. Wow. That's the stuff that matters to me. All the stuff on the field is great. All the work is great. All that matters. But at the end of the day, 11 people are going to take the field at one time, and they're going to have to look at each other in the biggest moment of the game, and they're going to be like, man, I trust that guy. I trust that dude next to me to do his job. And how you build that trust is through a relationship. And it's not just relationship on the field. It's relationship in the everyday aspects of life. And having our guys in there playing games and competing versus one another and everything we do, you know, that's what this is about.
And you're going to have competition, great competition, at a lot of positions. You did in the spring, you will in the fall. Of course, let's always begin with the position that everyone talks about first, your quarterback
defensive
spot.
Tackle?
Defensive tackle. Well, that's pretty damn important too, isn't it?
Sorry, continue.
No, I was just going to say, you've got a returning starter in Trenton Bourget. You have an experienced transfer from Notre Dame in Drew Pine, a heralded freshman in Jaden Rashada, who is a legacy. His dad, Harlan, was an outstanding player here at Arizona State. And then a one-time Valley High School star in BYU transfer, Jacob Conover. How do you size up your quarterback room heading into the summer and heading into the fall?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously had one kid leave who's a phenomenal player. Really happy for him, landed on his feet. I'm just super happy for that kid. I can't mention him by name anymore because I'm scholarship at another school. And then our current roster, I think we have a mix of, you know, the veterans and guys who have started in college football, like the two you mentioned, and then kind of the younger bucks who are super talented. So I think where we stand right now is we're in a competition. And those guys are battling. They're battling in a healthy way. They're battling to make each other better. And that's what competition should do. And the moment that I felt or I ever feel that the competition is going unhealthy, the person who's making it unhealthy has no chance to be the quarterback. Because if you can't be a good teammate and a good leader, then I don't care if you're a little bit better, right? You're not going to be the quarterback here. So we're having a healthy competition of competing versus one another, helping each other be better. And if you help somebody and challenge somebody to be better, you're going to be better yourself because you're going to rise to their level. So that's where we stand right now.
Interesting. Talking about another position, heading into last season when you were still obviously up at Oregon, the wide receiver position here was considered by many a positional concern. And now your pass catching group, your wide outs and your tight ends appear to be one of the strengths of your program and one of the strengths of your offense.
Yeah. I mean, we're pretty talented to say the least. It's going to be a battle of staying humble and doing what's best for the team in that room. I mean, there's going to be there's a lot of talented dudes who want the ball, but at the end of the day, there's one ball. There's really 72 snaps a game with one football. You get five skill guys on the field at one time. You play about 10 to 12 skill guys, and you play 72 snaps. So do the math. And it's just there's one ball, and we got to get these guys all on board that winning helps everybody. And that's why I showed these guys stats on NFL guys that get drafted are all on winning teams, right? Multiple – if you want to be have two kids drafted on your football team – right, I think it was all but four. There was 50-something teams, something like that, and all but four of them made it to a bowl game. All but four. So the moral of the story is the sacrificing your own personal for sex success for team success actually creates personal success. So you better be willing to sacrifice. That's what that room is going to be about.
You hired a terrific staff, including your defensive coordinator, a gentleman from the Valley, Brian Ward, who did a great job at Washington State. How do you feel about what type of style of defense is he going to bring to Arizona State and how you feel your personnel fits that style?
Pro style and aggressive. You know, one reason why I hired Coach Ward is his defense is about impacting the quarterback. So there's two styles to play defense. There's the college way and there's the NFL way, right? And the college way is to stop the run, keep ends tight, right? Don't let teams run the football, right? Make quarterbacks beat you. The NFL way is to impact the quarterback because those guys make a lot of money. Well, the college is turning into, especially in this league, look at all the quarterbacks we have in this league that are top notch. If you can't impact this quarterback in this league on a down-to-down basis, they're going to tear you apart. And that's something that I think Coach Ward does as good as anybody in the country is everything he does schematically is about impacting the quarterback. Impacting the quarterback and impacting the quarterback some more. And our scheme fits that. We're good in the back end. We have defense, or our players fit that. We're good in the back end. We have some defensive ends who are aggressive. There's not a better place to play defensive end in the country than here because our defensive ends sprint up the field and their job is to create chaos and impact the quarterback. So I think we're in a position to where we can be explosive.
Now, some of the details need to be finalized, but I know a lot of Sun Devil fans are excited about the prospect of seeing the team return to Camp Tonizona come August. How significant will that be, having your first team back in the Cool Pines and renewing a unique ASU football tradition?
It's awesome. I mean, I talk about it with our staff all the time. It's life's about experiences. It's what it's about. Like, you need to look back at things and go through memories, good and bad. Right. If you can look back and everything was roses and candy canes, right, you have nothing to look back on. You have to look back at the time that you were in triple bunks, the time your cell phone didn't work, the time that, you know, you have to look back at these moments with your teammates that you cherish forever. And I think that's one thing that, you know, me being young, everybody thinks, oh, I'm players coach. I just want to do things with the players. But at the same token, I do. Everything I do is about the players and for the players. But part of helping players is putting them in uncomfortable situations. Part of helping players is not having them do what they want all the time, right? Because you're not helping them. You only help people if you make them uncomfortable, if you challenge them to be better than what they think they can be. Otherwise, you're just enabling them. So this is an unbelievable experience for our guys to be uncomfortable and go be a part of a tradition that they'll be able to talk about with people 20 and 30 years older than them for the rest of their lives. And that's what I'm excited about.
I've heard that phrase used a lot in different sports, and it seems a lot of teams that are successful in any sport are good at being comfortable, being uncomfortable.
That's right. Couldn't agree more.
It's an interesting phenomenon. All right, the season starts August 31st, Thursday night against Southern Utah. Does that seem like it's 10 minutes away, or does that seem like an eternity from now for you?
10 minutes. I mean, 10 minutes. But, I mean, we have our schedule. Our entire staff schedule is set till next July. So, I mean, wow. Yeah, we schedule everything now 12 months in advance. There'll be a few changes. So we've got a great plan from, you know, what install we're doing what day in the summer to what install we're doing practice 12, what exact play we're installing practice 12. We've got everything planned out from here until really the end of, from a football perspective, January, from a coach's perspective, next July or next June. So it feels right around the corner. But we're ready for every single, you know, turn that we make.
It must be exciting. The start times have already been announced for the first three games. 7 p.m. kickoff against Southern Utah August 31st, and then back-to-back 7:30 kickoff September 9th and 16th, home games against Oklahoma State and Fresno State. In fact, you'll have 8 home games this year, Kenny, and the first 4 at home. Your thoughts on that schedule and how it plays out for your team?
It's awesome. I mean, we need as many people out there as possible to show support for our guys. They're putting in a lot of work, and our guys need to know that they matter, that people care about ASU football. They need to see it. They need to feel it. They need to feel that energy when they walk into that stadium and say, okay, this is what I've been working for. I've been working for all of these people that have bought tickets to come watch me play tonight, August 31st in Sun Devil Stadium. This is it. This is why I've been doing what I've been doing. So that's what we need to feel.
Have you given yourself a moment to conceptualize what it will be like running onto the field that night for you, passing the Tillman statue and taking the field for the first time as the head coach at Arizona State with your team?
One thing about me is it's football, it's football. Like, I coached high school, and then I coached in the Iron Bowl, and it was another game. Like, it's – When it's go time, it's not about the emotions. It's not about the feelings. It's about when you're a coach, it's about having a plan, right? How you're going to attack this plan and not get knocked off that plan and not be emotional and not be reactive. So for me, I know it sounds bad. I don't really think there'll be many feelings other than the task at hand, which is trying to get a win.
What will what will the next couple of months be like? Do you get a chance to take any time off, or is it full speed ahead from now until August?
Yeah, we'll have about 3 to 4 weeks off in the middle of June or July, kind of as a staff, kind of, you know, sporadic time off for the staff to kind of get rejuvenated. We'll come back 2 weeks before camp, 2.5 weeks before camp, middle of July. We'll, you know, finalize our plan and review our plan for camp. And then once camp starts, I'll see you in December.
Pretty much. Full speed ahead from there. Well, here's hoping you have a great summer, Kenny, and we can't wait till August gets here. All the best to you, and it's great to have you at Arizona State, and thanks for taking time to visit with us today.
Of course. Have a great day.
You too. That's Sun Devil head football coach Kenny Dillingham, our guest on our final episode of the Anderson Healy Show for this school year. Ray will rejoin me for the final segment of this week's show in just a moment. This is the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network.
Vibe check. A free afternoon on a Friday. Vibe. The party after the after party. Vibe. 3 a.m. text from your ex. No vibe. A hard seltzer with antioxidant vitamin C. Big vibe. Vizzy is a vibe.
Celebrate responsibly. 2022 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Flavored beer.
Tempe is the place to be to catch the excitement of ASU sports. Before and after the game, Sun Devil fans can enjoy the sunny weather while paddleboarding or kayaking at Tempe Town Lake, hiking around Papago Park, dining on a patio on Mill Avenue, or enjoying a local brew while relaxing poolside at one of our great hotels. The next time you plan to catch a game at ASU, plan to play and stay in Tempe. To learn more, go to www.tempetourism.com. We'll see you in Tempe.
If you plan on flying on or after May 7th, 2025, make sure you have the new Arizona Travel ID to get you past TSA security checkpoints. This credential shows a gold star in the upper right corner and is available to Arizona residents as a driver's license or ID card. Getting your license or ID card updated is a slam dunk. Log on to aztravelid.com for a list of qualifying documents you'll need to get your travel ID. Make sure to beat the buzzer and get your AZ Travel ID today.
Hey, Sun Devil fans, college basketball is back, so grab your friends in a cold, refreshing Dos Equis Lager and make the most of game day. Whether you're at the bar with fellow Sun Devils or watching with your friend who went to that other school, Dos Equis is there for it all. So buy a cold, crisp Dos Equis and get those forks up on game day. Dos Equis, proud partner of the Arizona State Sun Devils. Get a dose. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Copyright 2022, imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Here we are. We've reached the final segment of the final Anderson Healy Show of the academic year at Arizona State University. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of the Sun Devils, welcoming you and welcoming ASU Athletic Director Ray Anderson back to the show. Arguably, the biggest story in Arizona State athletics over the last year has been the broader-based story dealing with the future of the Pac-12 Conference. With the imminent departure of USC and UCLA to the Big Ten, the Pac-12 continues to negotiate a new media rights package with the possibility of conference expansion on the horizon. Ray, with this being our final show, and for many of our viewers and listeners, maybe a final chance this summer to hear from you on the subject, could you share with us an update on where things stand and what your best guess is as to what type of resolution we'll see in the coming months relative to the future of the Pac-12 and its media rights deal?
Well, certainly it's been a long time. You know, it was back in June of last year. Toward the end of June, we found out USC and UCLA were defecting. And then, you know, the talk about what would be the next media rights deal in the backdrop of that began. And starting about 6 months ago, it seems like every other week we were saying two more weeks, two more weeks, two more weeks. Well, here we are almost a year later. The best thinking right now is that we'll probably see our media rights deal come to fruition sometime later this summer, July, August. And until that's done, the subject of expansion is exactly that, just a subject. Do you anticipate it happening? Yes, I do. Who those schools will be, I don't know. But the media rights deal comes first, then the subject of expansion comes later. So our fingers are crossed. We're being hopeful that, in fact, this summer we will know for sure. Maybe it happens earlier, but, you know, I'm not going to prognosticate anymore because I've been doing that for a year wrong with things that come up. And you realize these things are so out of our control. But we do have confidence that we're going to be a solid conference, certainly at least the 10 currently solid folks, USC and UCLA, after this year will go on their merry way. But I have a lot of faith and confidence in the long-term viability of the Pac-12, Tim.
This being our final show of the year, I thought we could close out this show and this school year by spotlighting some of the best in Sun Devil athletics in 2022-2023. And I came up with some award winners, if you will, Ray, and I wanted to see what you think. For the SDA Teams of the Year, my thought is for the men, I've got to go with Coach Bob Bowman's men's swimming team that finished second in the nation at the NCAA Championships in March, the highest program finish ever for Sun Devil men's swimming, while also having won the program's first Pac-12 championship just a few weeks earlier. And for the Women's Team of the Year, my vote goes to Sheila McInerney's Sun Devil Women's Tennis Team, reaching the NCAA tournament for a 35th consecutive year, going undefeated at home for the first time ever, and posting 17 wins for only the 13th time in Sheila's 39-year tenure at Arizona State. What do you think about those choices?
I think they're outstanding. There is no disagreement on my part whatsoever. How could you not award it to men's swimming with Bob Bowman and what the team accomplished this year? First ever Pac-12 championship. That means we beat all those California schools and others. And then second place nationally. Unbelievable, unbelievable performance this year led by Coach Bowman. And then Sheila, the magnificent Sheila McInerney. How many years in a row? All you know is it happens time and again at a very high level. And to go undefeated at home in this conference is miraculous. But she accomplished that. So you hit both of those solidly on the head, Tim. No disagreement whatsoever here.
And perhaps not surprisingly, for my SDA coaches of the year, I had the two folks we just talked about for the men's sports, Bob Bowman and swimming, and the women's coach of the year, Sheila McInerney. And I think those are great choices as well.
Yeah, they go hand in hand, no question about it.
As for the athletes of the year, a lot of good choices. But when it came down to the female athlete of the year in Sun Devil Athletics, I had to rewind the tape back to the fall and look at some of the great things that soccer's Nicole Douglas did at Arizona State. She became ASU's first ever two-time All-American in women's soccer. She was the 2022 Pac-12 Forward of the Year, and she leaves the program as its all-time leader in goals scored and points scored. What a program changer she was for Graham Winkworth's soccer program.
Well, and agree with you there. I mean, two-time All-American, what the lovely Miss Douglas did for this soccer program and this university athletically is just really incredible. And on top of that, you just couldn't have a better role model in terms of the student athletes. So agree with you there, Tim. You're 3 for 3, my man.
How about let's try 4 for 4, the men's athlete of the year. I have to go with swimmer Leon Marchand.
What
a superstar he is. Duh. Three-time NCAA champion in March. He won the 200 breast, the 200 and 400 IM, and oh, by the way, set all-time NCAA record times in all three events. He was a six-time Pac-12 champion in 2023. He's arguably, maybe not arguably, it's a matter of fact, the best collegiate swimmer in the country, and he's my choice as the Arizona State Male Athlete of the Year.
And agree with that. And I must tell you, when I went back to the NCAA championships in Minneapolis and watched our team, when Leon Marchand was about to get in the pool, everyone stopped what they were doing and paid attention because they knew they were witnessing greatness. And they knew that they were probably going to see another record broken, which he did not disappoint on. He is a magnificent athlete, the best in this country in swimming, to be sure, and certainly one of the best in the world right now as we speak. You could not have chosen a better candidate.
He is a great one, one of the all-time greats. Finally, for our game/moment of the year, I have to take you back to Saturday, February 25th, McHale Center in Tucson, when Sun Devil men's basketball star Desmond Cambridge Jr. launched the shot heard round the world, the three-point heave from 60 feet away that gave Coach Bobby Hurley's Sun Devil men's basketball team a dramatic 89-88 upset of seventh-ranked Arizona. An iconic finish to really, Ray, the reason I picked that, not only the drama of the moment, but the fact that it was the capper on a tremendous college basketball game. That was just a great game between two bitter rivals who left it all out on the floor that Saturday afternoon.
You did indeed. Tim, you're 5 for 5, and I would think a lot of folks would agree with you across the board. Those are five excellent choices. And certainly that buzzer beater down at the team down south in such a big game that was so hard fought for us to come at the end and just put some sadness in that arena from their fans and elation from our fans was a magnificent moment. So you hit that one too, Timmy.
Those are our picks for the Sun Devil athletes, coaches, and moments of the year that was 22-23. Great memories for sure, and hopefully many more great memories to come in the year ahead. With that, we drop the curtain on the Anderson Healy Show for the 2022-2023 school year. Thank yous are in order for the three folks who helped make these broadcasts possible this past school year. Our executive producer, ASU Senior Associate Athletic Director Doug Tamaro, our terrific engineer producer, Sean Crespin of the Sun Devil Radio Network, and our tireless show scheduler, Kim Nelson from Sun Devil Athletics. Thanks to all of you for your job well done over the past 9 months. Ray, it's been great visiting with you every week. Enjoy your summer. Hope you and Buffy have a good one, and we'll talk to you again come fall.
We shall do that, Tim. Looking forward to a fun summer and a productive summer for all concerned and to our Sun Devil fans. Have a great summer. Be safe, and we'll see you back here in the fall for a tremendous 23-24 athletic and academic student-athlete year. So to all of you, thank you for all your support, and go Devils!
Go Devils! Till next time, till this fall, for Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy. We thank you for joining us on the Anderson Healy Show. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to the Anderson Healy Show, powered by Elevation, the Sun Devils' preferred home energy technology company.
Tim Hovick here. You know, I always promised myself if I ever owned my own Ford dealership, I'd run it with common sense, I'd hire some really awesome people, and I'd treat all of our customers like great friends. And I'd always be a super supporter of Arizona State University. That's how I do it. I call my dealership Santan Ford, and we're in Gilbert. It's where the Sun Devils go. See you here.
We are Santan Ford, proud partners of the Arizona State University Sun Devils.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Sun Devil Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
75% of the electricity you're using is on products that are turned off, and your ceiling fan could cost you up to $5,000 over its lifetime. Sun Devils fans, you know your sports stats. At Elevation, we know the stats that can help save your wallet and the world. Visit poweredbyelevation.com and learn how our full suite of smart solar solutions can make a powerful difference today. Elevation is a proud partner of Sun Devil Athletics. Forks up, bills down.
Y'all feeling lucky? Luke Combs here, and I have an exclusive opportunity for you to win $500,000 by joining me in the Living Lucky with Luke Combs lottery experience. When it rains, it pours for lucky fans and lottery players who enter to win a chance of a lifetime. Join me in Nashville for a private concert at the iconic Ryman Auditorium in 2024. One lucky winner will have the chance to walk away with $500,000 at the end of the show.
Enter eligible tickets on the Arizona Lottery Players Club by February 28th. Learn more at azplayersclub.com.